What a pity the Beatles have gone and split up. It doesn't seem right. It doesn't seem fair to look down the pop charts and not see them there. And no one denies that the length of their hair and their clothes set a fashion on such a large scale that most of the barbers were turning quite pale and the tailors were working their hands to the nail. Still, time marches on, as they say. It was autumn, I know, the year 62, when we heard their first record. It was called Love Me Do. I never remember so much ballyhoo in the papers, on telly, the wireless as well. I thought everybody was under a spell. And some I could mention were jealous as hell. Still, time marches on, as they say. It didn't take long for the lads to receive gold medals and honours to pin on their sleeve. Though some of the snooty ones didn't believe they deserved all the fuss and appearance at court. But a man at the top made a simple retort. These chaps from the north are our biggest export. Yeah, time marches on, as they say. There were so many songs that they wrote in their time. She Loves You, Michelle, Help, I Feel Fine, and Eleanor Rigby's a favourite of mine. I bought every one, and they're all packed away in an album kept special for hits of the day. There's Ticket to Ride, and of course, Yesterday. Time marches on, as they say. It can't be much fun to be always on show, followed and gawked at wherever you go. Hangers on by the hundred, always in tow. It must be an effort. It must be a strain to smile at the birdie time and again. Mind you, I admit they have plenty to gain. But time marches on, as they say. Now, Ringo's in films. John writes without Paul. And George plays his zither with no one at all. Did anyone think that their apple would fall? But isn't it marvellous? Isn't it fine to be able to say, I remember the time the Beatles, together with Brian Epstein, were kings of the castle, the top of the bill. The kids of today think we're dated, but still, nobody's topped them, and nobody will. Though time marches on, as they say.